Today is the 9th of November. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So my voice is still kind of slightly gone. I have no ministrations this weekend. Oh my goodness. And I cannot tell you how happy, am I allowed to say that? How happy I am that I kind of get to rest this weekend. I'm just excited. I'm ecstatic that I probably won't get to sleep in, but I will get to be at home, and I love it. Love it, love it, love it. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. God, it doesn't mean I don't love my ministrations. I do. And we're going to pick up from where we beautifully left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Proverbs 3, verse 9. And it reads this: Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops.
Is the desire of my heart to worship you.
As a gracious God and loving Father, we thank you for every good and perfect gift you have lavished upon us. Please accept the offering of our heart, which we freely give to you. Soften it and make it gracious and generous like you. We commit to you and your work in the world. Our first and best. In Jesus' name we pray. And so there was a verse I didn't get the chance to read yesterday, and I kind of want to read it today. Where is it? It comes from Genesis 12, 2-3. And it says, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Today is Friday, and so we're kind of drawing towards the end of the week. And we've been consistent this week, and we have, well, I definitely have been consistent this week. And just making sure that I set out to do what it is that I wanted to do this week, and that was to ensure that a podcast was out Monday to Friday this week. And I almost feel like for somebody out there, God is just saying, I just need you to be consistent a little bit more, just be faithful a little bit more, just be faithful a little bit more, and he's gonna make you a great nation, and he will bless you. And I feel like this scripture is a great way to round off this week of consistency. So I want to pronounce a blessing over you, and I want to pronounce a blessing over your life, that he will make you a great nation, and that he will bless you, and that God will make your name great, and that you shall be a blessing and that for those that bless you will be blessed, and for those that curse you will be cursed.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord.
And that as you begin to seek Him, as you begin to wait on Him, and that as you begin to be at His throne and be at His feet, that He will make you great and He will bless you. Just hold on to His word.
Our guide, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. Do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord.
In the same way, God, desiring even more to show to His heirs of the promise and the unchangeableness of His purpose, interposed with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge would have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope set before us. Hebrews 6:17-18. And just in case you forgot, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8.
Woe grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You do not faint. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Oh. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Oh. Yes, you are, God. Oh. Oh. going like eagle. Yeah, so good. Yeah, he's good.
Genesis 18, verse 18 says, since Abraham will surely be a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Yeah. Oh. For. I don't know what you're believing God for. I don't know what you've been seeking His face for. But I want you to be rest assured that in His timing, He will bring your heart desires to pass. He will bring your heart desires to pass. I just want you to wait on Him. Be consistent with what you have. And God will blow your mind. And so, Father, our prayer this week is we thank you for the works of your hands, and because you never stop blessing us, God, we know that we are weak and we don't have the power of our own to be consistent in serving you, in doing well to others, because challenges will come that may want to derail us or make us lack consistency. So we ask you to help us to be consistent, Lord, in doing good continually, in serving you continually. There is always a blessing attached. We want to be blessed by you, Lord, so help us to serve you consistently. This is our prayer this week. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Why don't you go ahead and send me a message? I'm on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. So if you go to Facebook, JC May Music, or if you want to contact me via Instagram at JC May, Twitter at JC May Music, go ahead and just let me know that you are listening in for the first time. I would love to connect with you. But the biggest thing that is happening here, and this is all you're going to hear me talk about, is our first worship service, which is taking place on the 1st of February 2019. I want you guys to go to my link in my bio on Instagram and go get your tickets. I am so excited about what God is doing. I'm so excited about what God is going to do. That worship service is going to be the worship service of all worship service, because God is just going to pour out His heart to us on that day. And I know that God is just going to open our eyes to a few things that we never knew. And He's going to show us a new dimension and a new revelation of who He is. And so I want everybody to be a part of that. I want everybody to make themselves available. And I want to see you there on the 1st of February. Tickets are currently £20, and that's only till the 18th of November. After that, they go to full price, which is £25. And so go and get your tickets while you can and while they last at £30. But with all that said, family, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, I will definitely see you tomorrow. Until then, stay blessed and take care. Bye.